Today is October 10th, 2018, and it is currently 9:04 p.m. My name is Lauren Burns. I am a 16-year-old girl who has ADHD, the attention deficit side, and it is a struggle to pay attention in class. My English teacher had us write a narrative essay about ourselves, so I wrote mine about my life through ADHD and not knowing it. My story begins. Squirrels. I really like squirrels. I watch them wherever I am, during my classes, or when I get placed to a desk next to a window. My teachers will ask me a question. I never heard them. I always look around the room, look outside, the little specks of carpet, or nothing, just totally zoned out. During my lessons, I'm listening, but then I'm not listening at the same time. It's like I'm time traveling to another land or time period. I'm still, however, listening to what we're learning, but I'm taking what I'm hearing and turning it into a dream or something. But my eyes are still open. There were concerns about me that started way back when I was in preschool, when I had lived in Pennsylvania. My teacher was concerned about me because I didn't seem to be paying attention and I didn't play with the other kids very often. My mom took me to get the early childhood testing done, and she was told that there was nothing to worry about. That I was right where I should be, and I was communicating just fine. And it was just that I was probably independent. The next year, my dad's job moved us to Nevada, and starting in second grade, my teachers were concerned that I was not understanding the assignments. They said that I wasn't asking questions, or instead of when I wasn't paying attention, when I didn't understand things. In fourth grade, my family moved to Tennessee. I immediately began struggling even more. Teachers were always asking me why I didn't do my homework or why I didn't study for the test or quiz. When my mom tried to talk to them about my grades, she was told not to worry. I would catch up and that all students learn at different paces. She shouldn't be worried. During a parent-teacher conference, the teacher scolded me right in front of my mom, asking, "Why don't I try hard enough?" My mom was really concerned and thought I should be held back, and they said no. When I was moving to different schools, you could see my struggles. I couldn't stay focused, stay on task, or even remember what the question was in class. My mom had been helping me with all of my homework, and she would re-go over my lessons that I had learned. There were many tears and many arguments with my teachers. My mom had decided to put me in homeschooling. I was excited to start a different type of schooling where I could actually learn stuff instead of struggling in my studies. I was doing really well the first year because the online school used a lot of interesting videos to help me learn whatever I was studying. The second year, however, they changed how they were teaching, and that second year wasn't that great. I went back to not getting my work done, not being able to focus. The lessons were just so boring. I just couldn't focus at all. We were back to lots of tears and arguments, and then the school started giving my mom trouble because I wasn't keeping up. I was struggling extremely bad. I had moved to Michigan and started a new school. My first year at Black River in 8th grade, one of my teachers, Mr. Rowe, had noticed that there was something going on with me. My teacher pulled a meeting with my mom and all my teachers and began to talk about what they had noticed, and my mom began to cry. She had been telling my teachers that something was wrong for many years, that it wasn't that I was stupid or not trying hard enough, but there was something actually wrong. Instead, she was told that she was worrying too much and that she shouldn't compare me to my siblings. It made her feel really bad because she was worried and only wanted to help me. The school psychologist ended up giving me an IQ test. And because I couldn't focus or I missed a lot of things being taught to me in the previous years or I made lots of mistakes, I did horribly on the test. I did so horribly that the psychologist said the results were very confusing to him. My IQ was so low that they compared it to someone with severe Down syndrome, or worse. He was baffled by the things that I was able to do, and confused why I couldn't do the other things he thought I should have been able to do. Instead of retesting me, he moved forward and said that I had something called slow processing speed and executive function disorder. He made a side note, student may have ADHD. In my freshman year, I decided to play the cello, and I absolutely loved it, and had earned an A in that class. Although I was failing nearly every class except orchestra and Spanish. My IEP support teacher was really surprised to see that someone with such a low IQ was able to be a success with an instrument, read the sheet music, and learn Spanish. Not only learn it, but also speak it fluently. Clearly, there was something majorly wrong with the results of my IQ testing. In my freshman year, I was trying my best that year, but just couldn't succeed. It was an awful year. So many tears, so many fights, so many teachers that didn't try to work with me. I was looked at as someone who didn't try hard enough. I just couldn't focus, and when I did focus, I couldn't remember most things I heard, unless it was something I was really interested in, like playing the cello. In 10th grade, I was required to take some special education classes because I was struggling so much, which meant that I was no longer allowed to play the cello, the one class I actually loved. My IEP teacher mentioned the low IQ score to my mom and said how he was so confused by it because he worked with me all the time and I was way smarter than the testing showed. Him and my mom met and began going over the test results, and he said, "You know, the psychologist has this little note about ADHD written on it," which is weird because it wasn't part of the results we had gotten. He asked my mom if the school psychologist ever talked to her about ADHD, and she said no. It was never brought up in any of our conversations. Everything was all about executive function disorder. So my mom went home and began researching ADHD and learned that executive function disorder is often caused by ADHD. She scheduled an appointment with a psychologist that specializes in ADHD, and I was tested again. We learned that I did have ADHD, and the doctor explained why I cannot focus, how it's like someone else is having a remote control in my brain and is switching the channels on me over and over again. ADHD caused me to have executive function disorder and also caused me to have short-term memory loss problems. Because I was having such a hard time focusing, I was only hearing a portion of things I heard and could only retain some of it. My IEP teacher had asked me what I wanted to do after I graduated high school. Was I going to go to college? Was I going to get a job? Where was I going to live? I remember when I was asked this in 8th grade, I had said nothing. For 9th grade, I said that I wanted to own a sandwich shop. Then in 9th grade, I had switched it to becoming a lawyer and ER doctor. For 10th, I wanted to become a lawyer or an ER doctor. My ADHD psychologist also asked me about my future, and he said it was really important for me to choose something that I loved, and maybe something that didn't include a lot of additional years of homework or lots of years of college. I was really annoyed at him because it felt like he was suggesting that I didn't have what it took to be in college for that many years. In the final month of 10th grade, I was put on medication to help me keep my focus. The first couple of days, I had noticed huge differences in my learning. One of my teachers had asked me if I was okay because they had never seen me turn in any of my homework assignments or do really well on a test or quiz. Ever since I began the medication, I could actually stay focused for a long time, so long that me and my mom had decided to take had that me and my mom had decided that I should take my medicine at 6:30 in the morning so that I could get some sleep at night. I have been doing really well now since I've been on the medication. I have been getting A's and B's in my classes, and I have been doing really well on my homework and tests. ADHD is a stumbling block, with support from my teachers and help with the medication I've been taking, I can learn, I can be a success. I wish others listened to my mom back when I was really young, and I would have had an opportunity to be more successful in school. Learning about ADHD and understanding how it impacts me on a daily basis has been very helpful and has changed my life. I'm really excited to see how the last 2 years of high school goes. I've seen that I'm able to do well when given the right tools. I'm going to be successful, and I have so many options ahead of me now.